You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Yes, it is Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. We are the morning shift. We are live from Falcons training camp in Flowery Branch. I am Allie Mack with Mike Johnson, Bo Morgan. Dylan is back at the station. Slim is on site with us here, also getting rained on. I have since had to move positions where I am under the tent because I was getting rained on and had no idea previously. We're going to go in the huddle in a moment, but we've gotten halfway through the show and I haven't asked either of you. Bo, I know you've worked with Grant before, but how did you like working with the other Macaulay?
Yeah, I'll let Mike take this first because I have boo-koodles of experience with Grant through my career.
It was hilarious. Obviously, I've been around Grant and know Grant well, but first time we ever worked with one another, and I thought he was so funny. He's unique in the way he approaches his preparation, and to be just open the can of worms a little bit for everybody out there, to put somebody in on a post-game show in a situation that nobody has literally ever seen before at the end of an NFL game, and then all of a sudden we're starting the post-game show at the beginning of the fourth quarter. I told him afterwards, I said, Grant, we'll never do a post-game show this difficult, like ever. Your storylines stop right there. Your scoring stops right there. The late-game drama stops right there and everything else that goes along with it. But we had a good time. We made it work and obviously able to chop it up and talk about different performances from the game. And he was funny, though, man. I never have seen Grant. He wasn't flustered, but you could just tell he was, like, on his P's and Q's of, like, I want to get this right.
You never seen him not in full control?
Probably. It's probably a good way to put it.
I automatically feel sorry as a person that loves what I do and would do post-game in a heartbeat if, I could do it and still do the games and stuff. But I feel sorry for anybody that has to do a preseason post-game show.
Yeah.
Much less one that plays out that way. I'm literally we're in the locker room, and Rock comes in and does the interview with us, and then I get word that they're basically closed. Both teams were closing their locker rooms, and out of respect.
Mm-hmm.
And I text Mike immediately. Hey man, like I know you guys probably don't need me, but if you need any help, let me know because it's gonna be a long post game.
Yeah, and post games can draw out. You know, I was telling Grant, I was like, man, when we did a post game after the Las Vegas Raiders Monday Night Football game, and I'm on till like, 1:30 in the morning trying to talk about the ugly 16-9, whatever that game was, like my eyes are bleeding. I'm like, this is that difficult. Like this one tonight is that difficult for different reasons. Obviously, we weren't very talkative when we got on, and then there's just not a lot to talk about on the flip side. We're not going to talk about the division standings or anything. You know what I mean? So It was unique. I'm curious. What did he say about it?
Well, he had a lot of fun with it. Of course, it was a very difficult situation. And, you know, first one right out of the gate, like you said, it's a difficult situation to be thrown into. But I was listening, and I was, you guys sounded good, first of all. But then, Bo, you called in, and were a part of the show, too. And I was like, everyone's having fun without me. It's the morning shift without me.
Hey, you made your debut, too, in the pregame show.
Yeah. I did.
Rise Up Rewind was awesome.
Did. Also, fun is not necessarily the word I would use.
No, of course.
No, I know, but, like, the that's the problem, though, is we enjoy our job, mm-hmm. okay? So, to go on, I was, like, talking to these guys, and I was trying not to get too sound like I was having too much fun, like, keep a certain tone because it was a very serious way the game ended.
Yeah, somber.
But I was really enjoying just talking with my boys, right? Like, those are my guys. Like, and so it's kind of a difficult space. And I'm not trying to make it about us because we weren't the main story. But it's just that's one of those deals where you're trying to be respectful of the situation, but also be energetic, have fun doing what it is we do, which we do enjoy doing. So it was a little bit of a different situation. But I text Grant and Mike at the end, and I just gotten home, and I was like, guys, it sounds great. Also, just remember, this is the hardest post-game show you'll probably ever do.
Yep.
Unless we decide to recreate a 28-3 type moment, and that won't be fun. But this is the hardest one you're going to ever do, and you got out of the way right out of the gate.
Truly a baptism by fire situation. Kudos to all of you. Boo-koodles of kudos to all of you.
There you go. Now you're getting on board. Also, the resident wordsmith that I trust more than anyone, Mike Conti, has heard the word boo-koodles used and is okay with it. So,
are you actually texting him about that right now? Ridiculous. All right, Dylan, let's go in the huddle. Got an injury to talk about. Eagle Pro Bowl guard Landon Dickerson was carted off practice with a leg injury. In the background, when he was being carted off, you could hear Dylan screaming out, "The season's over!"
No! Dylan probably wasn't, but Saquon probably was. And not that the season's over for them by any stretch of the imagination. And we'll wait for word on the severity of that injury, but when you get carted off with a knee thing, he's had a torn ACL before. Anybody that remembers Nick Saban allowing him to come in for the final snap of the national title game. I guess it was 2020 when Bama wins the national title. He comes in for the final snap with a torn ACL because he had torn his ACL just a couple weeks prior to that and was not able to be a part of that game plan. But he's had it before. He's a guy who is one of, if not the best offensive guards in the league and just an overall likable guy. And you hate it, man, because he's one of those people that, I think when you look at the Eagles and you look at their offensive line play, they're just really, really good up front, and he is a massive part of that.
Two things that just came to mind. I forgot about him being injured, and I also cannot believe it's been since 2020 since Alabama's won a national title. I really hate that. I think we just got so, used to them winning every other year or whatever. But, I hate it for Landon Dickerson because I think he's a hell of a player. He's a fighter. He's kind of the one – he's like your offensive – like, when you think about offensive linemen, you think about guys like Landon Dickerson
yep.
and Caleb McGarry.
The railroad tie for his front bumper at a certain point. Then he auctioned it off once he started making good money and gave the money to charity.
So, yeah. Shador Sanders and Jackson Dart both looked pretty good over the weekend. Shador had two touchdowns, completed 14 of 23 passes for 138 yards. Jackson Dart, 12 of 19 passes for 154 yards.
I don't want to say I expect the Jackson Dart to look good, but I think Brian Daboll has a way of making his quarterbacks comfortable for the most part, or can, in given a certain situation. And Jackson Dart can move around, do different things. Shador, though, moving around in the backfield, and I by no means like don't think that he can move, but I thought his maneuverability in the backfield just to find open throwing windows was really good. I don't know what the future holds for them at that position, but I thought that for everything – being made of that moment, it wasn't too big for him at all.
Yeah, so much for the this is a setup, they're setting him up to fail narratives that certain people in the media just wanted to throw out there. I thought he looked good. Now, continue to do this, build on this, go do it against, a little bit maybe better competition. You don't know. I'm not sure which team he was going against, second or third, but look, he did good. I'm glad to see it. Because I think he needed that more than anything, just to kind of quiet it. Only problem is you mentioned Shador Sanders and Jackson Dart, and this is not a you thing. Anybody talk about the number one overall pick how he did.
Yeah.
I mean, Cam Ward went 5 of 8. He didn't play very long, but it's like we're talking about we have just completely ignored this entire
Tua
offseason.
Bryce Young played.
I mean, yeah, it's just like there's lots of guys that played.
How about Stetson Bennett having a good weekend? There was a bunch of them.
But that just shows you that they're riding the national media narrative is riding Shedeur Sanders because they think it's clicks. And they're ignoring guys that have either already been in the league playing or guys that are higher draft picks. And I mean, Cam Ward is a pretty big storyline. I cannot wait to watch
him
tomorrow.
I was going to say, we'll see him in 24 hours out here.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Well, I have a different Cam we can talk about. Cam Little, the Jaguars' Cam Little, nailed a 70-yard field goal. Did you see this?
I almost feel bad for him that it wasn't in an actual game.
Right.
You know what I mean? I'm like, man, that was crazy cool. I'm like, oh, well.
Well, he tweeted, don't. He was like, guys, don't worry about the record. Yeah. He's like, there's going to be another 70-yarder in my career.
Ooh, check him out.
I love it. I love that. Also, real quick update. We were talking about Youngway and Lenny Krieg and who, why, when, where. My boy Shock seemed to think that was maybe intended, that maybe they just want to see a rhythm from these guys. So that's kind of what was alluded to me. So maybe that's just their, you know, one get one game, the other get the other. And
sure.
See who's it? Whoa. Almost had a golf cart incident here at Flowery Branch.
Three golf carts coming together in one spot, baby. That was,
we need a traffic light right
in front
of
us. You
can
see one of them coming, but not two.
Slim is about to become an engineer / medic for a few minutes here.
Well, coming up, they're on a winning streak now. We'll talk about those Braves, and we've got them mic'd up on the way.
I'm not a guy to follow along with fitness fads, but I've been watching a couple of people out here at training camp for the last couple of weeks, and I think I might have fallen for one. I'll tell you what it is on the other side.
That is next with the Morning Shift, live from Falcons Training Camp on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and the
Odyssey app.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.